Hello, friends. Welcome once again to the Existential Echo Chamber podcast. I'm back with another reading from the blog. Continuing on with the blog series, I'm going to be reading a post from March 20th, 2020. And that post was entitled, "If God Wrote a Book, I Should Probably Read It." So I'm going to sort of dive right in and I will read it. And perhaps offer a little bit of context towards the end. Again, eventually, I'm going to be using this podcast to interview people and do some other things. But for now, I'm going to try to get people caught up with the blog posts. If that is something that you are interested in, you can also become a member of the blog, join the blog. Existentialechochamber.blogspot.com is where I originally posted these. If God wrote a book, I should probably read it. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. Luke 19:10. I vividly recall the day I first stepped into the echo chamber. Huddled on my knees inside a tent in a Sunday school room on the upper floor of the church my father grew up in, with a teenage missionary leading me in prayer, I asked Jesus to forgive my sins and come into my heart, to become my Lord and Savior. It was the third day of my second year of vacation Bible school. I'm afraid you'll have to forgive me if you're hoping for an explanation as to why we were in a tent indoors. Frankly, I have no idea. I don't remember the man's name. I don't remember the specific words I prayed, and I don't remember the exact day this occurred. Summer 2001 is the best I can do. Possibly it was July. I don't really remember how I felt afterwards or who I told. What I do remember, what I'll never forget, is why I decided to accept Jesus that morning. You see, my fellow echoes, I committed my life to Christ that morning because I came to believe he had been searching for me my entire life. Of course, I was raised in the Bible Belt. I didn't have to believe in God. I took his existence for granted. That's why I was at Vacation Bible School to begin with. But it wasn't until this day, this moment, where I began to understand what any of it had to do with me. Sure, I existed. I had to come from somewhere, and God seemed like a pretty likely culprit. Furthermore, to a kid raised in the American South by conservative Christians, a belief in God is synonymous with a belief in Jesus as his son. I never internalized that idea. It never mattered much to me. That is until I came to believe that God had been looking for me, and that, in fact, this was why he sent Jesus to earth. There had never been a day in my life where I truly felt comfortable in my own skin. I had always felt alone, adrift, and, well, awkward. But on that morning, in that tent, I came to believe that the God of the universe had been looking for me, and that he wanted to adapt me into his family, to transform me from the self-conscious, lonely boy that I was into a royal prince in a coming heavenly kingdom. And what nerdy kid doesn't want to find out he's actually the long-lost child of the king, and that his father is looking for him, desperately longing to shower him with affection and bestow upon him the lavish inheritance laid up for him since before he was born? I won't pretend that I had any sort of advanced theology at age 11. I didn't understand concepts like sin, atonement, repentance, salvation, or sanctification. I had no frame of reference for any of these ideas. I just knew that Jesus came to find me, and I wasn't going to play hide-and-seek with the Messiah for eternity. Suddenly, all of the things I didn't like about myself didn't matter so much. I was a child of God, and my identity was in Christ. It would be many, many years before I could have articulated that idea in those words. As a new Christian, I developed a ravenous hunger for knowledge about my faith. A pastor I knew gave me a children's study Bible, and my lifelong passion with the 66 books contained within its pages began. My obsession came from a very simple, very pure place. If God wrote a book, I should probably read it. Right? Nobody bothered to tell me that God didn't write it. And nobody bothered to tell me that the overwhelming majority of Christians throughout history have never read it. So, I did what I believed all Christians must do. I read it. Then I read it again. And again. And again. For many, many years. By the time I was in high school, I was active in my church, teaching a crash course in dispensationalist interpretation of the Book of Revelation every year in Fellowship of Christian Athletes, leading Bible studies anywhere and everywhere with anyone who would listen. My friends jokingly called me Father Jake, or the Prophet. By age 17, I had written two full-length books about eschatology, which literally means the study of last things, or in plain English, the end times. I had preached to all of my friends and was now ready to try my hand at evangelism and preaching on a large scale. I was very nearly convinced to enter seminary at 18 years old. I imagined myself not unlike Jesus as being about my Father's business. See Luke 2:49. I ate, slept, walked, and talked the Bible. I was a fully committed, sincerely invested, bona fide evangelical Christian. I believed my mission on earth was to share the good news that we are all long-lost children of the King, and that the Holy King of Israel is calling for us, because it was almost time to go home. Well, that was the second post I made. It's just sort of an introduction to where I was at when I first became a Christian, sort of recalls my come-to-Jesus experience, my experience where I felt born again. That was my moment. That was my testimony. And of course, my testimony will sort of continue as we go on. But I start to, as the blog progressed, get more into the weeds of what I believed and then go into the historical context and background. So that's sort of where we're headed. I will also let you guys know as soon as I have episodes that are lined up where I'm interviewing people, things like that, movie reviews. So stay tuned, check the feed on the blog, make sure you subscribe. If you're listening through, whether it's Anchor or, Spotify, Apple Podcast, whatever it is, make sure that you, like, comment, subscribe, give me good ratings, however you do that. Thank you for listening, and I will be back with another post shortly.